Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films you'll be hearing about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing The Parent Trap.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Marvus.
Marvus?
We harmonised just now.
That was fifth harmony.
They wish. Oh, you know what? It's our friendship. We just vibe with each other. We just know.
We're celebrating 20 years of friendship this year.
That is crazy.
That is wild.
That makes me feel a bit sick. So, The Parent Trap. What a great film. What are your earliest memories watching it?
Well, I always remember feeling really upset at finding out Lindsay Lohan wasn't a twin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was our neighbour, Vicky, who broke the news to me. She was like, no, it's just one person.
It wasn't until I saw the final credits where I realised that Lindsay is playing both parts. Did you also catch that Nancy dedicated the movie to her daughter, Hallie?
I love Nancy Myers so much. She actually has two daughters called Hallie and Annie. So why does only one daughter have a dedication?
I'll tell you. Favouritism.
We all know who's going to inherit that nice kitchen. So this film just evokes so much emotion in me. It makes me want to manifest that house.
Dream house.
Nancy Myers houses. So beautiful. Also, I want a vineyard. In fact, I need to marry a guy who owns a vineyard.
It's pretty easy in London, I hear.
And also, it makes me crave Oreos and peanut butter.
Did you catch that Zoom reunion that the cast did recently?
Yeah, 22 years later. Lisa Ann Walter, who plays our favourite nanny, Chessie.
Oh, love her.
She was crying. And I was just watching it like, oh, pass me one of those tissues. I need one of those as well. It was so emotional.
I was actually a bit surprised that Lindsay made the reunion. So, hey, maybe there's scope for a sequel after all.
We can play Martin and Chessie's children.
It was the roles we were born to play.
You get a leather jacket, I'll get a little denim coat. And then we can just be like, Mom? You rang. That will be our line.
The only line before they cut all our scenes. I think fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing's for sure, if Chessie was our mum, we wouldn't be eating one bite of toast.
Yeah, we would appreciate the banquet that she puts on.
Every day. Ugh. Let's do an intro into the film.
Okay, sounds great. So I know it was released on the 29th of July, 1998. And it was directed by Nancy Myers, who went on to direct films like The Holiday, Father of the Bride, and The Intern, the one with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, and Robert De Niro. Love him.
Yeah. And the film starred Dennis Quaid, Natasha Richardson, Elaine Hendricks, amongst others, and introducing, this ginger girl, I don't know if you've heard of her, she's called Lindsay Lohan.
Who?
So, Emily, I touched on who the film was starring. Please tell me more about that. I want to know what they are doing right this second.
This is the trivia we need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay Lohan, she was Hallie Parker and Annie James in The Parent Trap, lives permanently in Dubai now.
Wow.
Yeah, and she owns 3 clubs in Greece and an island called Lindsayland.
Oh, we are visiting that. I want to know what would be in a Lindsay Lohan theme park. Like a log flume, but the water is like vodka.
Oh, I would go on that every Friday night. Oh, meet you at the club, guys.
Booking the tickets as we speak.
Dennis Quaid. So he is Nick Parker in the film. Mm-hmm. DILF, can I just say?
Absolute DILF. Are you joking? You know that line where Meredith's like, unbutton your shirt. I want to see some chest hair.
Do it. Do it.
I'm like, baby, I want to plait that chest hair. I bet, you know, when you go on holiday, you get like your hair threaded with all the different colours. I'll do that to his chest hair.
Add those beads, baby. So Nick Parker, Dennis Quaid, is living the actual Parent Trap life right now. This is actually crazy. So he's engaged to a 26-year-old businesswoman called Laura.
She's
called,
26.
She's 26. Elaine Hendricks, who plays Meredith, she did an amazing tweet not that long ago where she basically quote tweeted the news article about this and was like, watch out for those twins. And I was like, yes, so, so good.
I love when actors aren't afraid to acknowledge their iconic roles.
Oh my gosh, if I was an iconic actress like that, I'd just ride that wave for the rest of my life. Like, give me free food in every restaurant, you know what I mean? He's also got twins who are currently the age of Hallie and Ali.
No.
So they're 11.
You are joking. Do you know their names?
This is what it says on the internet. I don't have their names. Should I Google them quickly?
It's fine. No, no. I'd rather think that they're called Hallie and Annie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Let's ride that fantasy.
Ali and Hanny. Oh. Oh, and he's in a band called The Sharks.
Oh.
I will not be listening to that on Spotify, but whatever. And he's 65 years old.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. 65 going out with a 26-year-old.
I mean,
if you're Nick Parker, you can do whatever you want, baby.
So let's go on to Elaine Hendricks. So she plays Meredith Blake, the evilest woman we knew at that age.
Yeah.
I had strong hate for her, but now in my older age, have strong love for her.
Yes. She's such a bad bitch. Love her.
She's also an animal rights activist.
Yay. Oh, but she hates mountain lions.
And Sammy!
And lizards!
She ate a lizard, everyone! And she's best friends. This is like the best thing that's happened from the Parent Trap. She's best friends with Chessie in real life. They've been best friends for 20 years since the film. So they hang out all the time. And yeah, if you follow both of them on Instagram, which you should, yeah, they post photos of each other. Natasha Richardson, obviously, the worst happened to her.
Tragic. Gone
so
before
sad.
Her time.
I know. She died at the age of 45. She died because she had epidural hematoma. This is actually an accident. When she was in surgery, she had like a blunt impact to her head, and that's what they call it. So it was an accident.
But why was she in surgery to begin with? Because she had a skiing
accident. Because she had the skiing accident. But then what went wrong in surgery was an accident, and that's the reason she died.
No way!
Yeah, I know.
So if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, I should explain. Emily and I have film categories where we discuss our favourite nominees. And our first film category is Best Supporting Character. I will tell you, this film has many, and it was very hard to whittle it down. So hard that I've got two. I could not decide.
You can say both of them, but okay. We need to make a decision on who the best one is.
Shall I start with my runner-up then?
Yes.
It is, of course, Tie-Dye Girl. Tie-Dye Girl was introduced in the very first scene of The Parent Trap, where Hallie is trying to get her yellow duffel out of the pile.
Wow.
And she spots a strong-armed, possibly lesbian TBC gal. Tie-Dye Girl. She's never given a name.
No.
We never learn her real name.
Just Tie-Dye Girl.
That's right.
I like to think the where is she now? She's working in airport security, pulling out those bags.
Well, I'll tell you, I've done some digging. Right. I found her name is Courtney Woods.
Right.
She's a blogger and a mother of three based outside of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
She runs an Instagram account called Rose and Marigold, where she posts updates about her incredibly cute kids, recipes, and a whole load of giveaways. And somebody asked her about her time on The Parent Trap, and apparently, at the time, she was really embarrassed, and her friends would tease her about it. I'm sorry, if you're a tie-dye girl, you have nothing to be embarrassed about. That is the most iconic role. Do you remember the line? Whoa, now that's my kind of woman. Yo, tie-dye girl!
Yes!
My kind of woman? Okay, Ali, enjoy that camp with girls only.
All those fake posters of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, like, oh, who are kids interested in these days? Oh, yeah, Leo, I love Leo. Meanwhile, there's a picture of Kate Winslet on the other side.
Speculation.
So that's my runner-up. But I think we both have the same first place winner for best supporting character.
I think we do. It deserves a drum roll, but unfortunately, we don't have drums. So the best supporting character for The Parent Trap is off-key bugle girl. How would they wake up at camp without her?
So if people are confused about who we're talking about, mate, she's on screen for maybe 5 seconds. It's the morning of when Annie wakes up to find that her camp has been raided and pranked. And there's literally 5 seconds of this girl doing her best to blow into a bugle and do, like, I don't know, the camp's, like, national anthem. I don't know how it works in America. And she is trying, but the subtitles literally say off-key bugle. And for that reason alone, she is iconic.
She is so iconic.
So I'm doing some research on IMDb. Mm-hmm. And this actress's name is Lisa Iverson. And she has been acting up until 2013, where she was credited as yoga person in a TV series called Dinks.
Sounds great.
I mean, give her the Oscar, right? But what's really interesting is that she's then gone into production. So she's worked up until her latest credit is on the Bachelor TV series.
Okay.
She's been a senior handler of the cast. So she's now working behind the camera. And I think that is so cool.
That is such a good fact. Americans love The Bachelor. Everyone who I follow that's American loves The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And I just wish they had it in the UK.
And if the girls on The Bachelor knew that their handler was off-key bugle girl, honey, they would switch that camera around so fast.
Okay, best musical moment.
Ooh, now this is an interesting category because there's no singing in this film. Unlike some of the other films that we've reviewed or are going to review, spoiler, this one is pretty much like soundtracked. Mm-hmm. I would love Lindsay to sing. We know she can sing, but unfortunately, on this occasion, she didn't. However, we do have a couple moments.
We do. I mean, at the beginning, the L is for the... I'm not going to sing, but it's that is so good. Nat King Cole. Ooh, sexy. It is.
And
it really is.
Speak of Nat King Cole, what I love is that they've bookended the film. So the end of the film is soundtracked with This Will Be... brackets and Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole's Nat King Cole's daughter. I almost said sister. That's weird.
Is it his daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I love that.
So it's kind of like a Nick Parker, Halle Parker situation.
Oh wow.
And I've just seen in my notes. So sadly she died, but unfortunately I've got the date a bit wrong. I think I did a zero instead of a closed bracket. So I've said she died December 21st,
20,150.
I meant to say 2015, but I put a zero instead of the bracket.
Oh, that's
she died in the future.
She will long live until 20,150.
Oh, so, and then some.
And then some, because This Will Be an Everlasting Love is 100% the best musical moment of that film.
But I do want to give a shout out to track 7 on the Parent Trap soundtrack entitled Soulful Strut, which you might know as the music that accompanies The Handshake. And you know the handshake I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Do, 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 do.
Right, next category. Best quotes.
this is my time to shine, because this film has so many quotes that I have integrated into my everyday lexicon. I'm so excited to talk about the best quotes from The Parent Trap.
For the last 12 years of my life, I have 100% said, "You want to know the difference between us? I have class and you don't."
Yes. Okay. So I'm just going to run through some of my favourite quotes and feel free to join in.
Oh my goodness,
on any
absolutely.
That you know. Okay. "That girl is without a doubt the lowest, most awful creature to ever walk the planet." Thank you. Thank you very much. Why is Hallie referencing Elvis? Like, you're 11 years old.
And also, Elvis. Okay.
Good one. Good contribution to that one. Now, we have a couple glasses of red wine next to us, and I feel like it's an appropriate time to bring up this quote. "The bouquet is a little too robust for a Merlot, but then again, I am partial to a softer California grape." You don't remember that? So Annie is having lunch with her mom and her grandfather, and it's when Martin pours some wine.
And she's holding the fax paper.
That's right. Martin's holding the 911 fax. And Hallie, who is dressed as Annie, says, "May I have a sip?" And Elizabeth James is like, "I don't think you're going to like it." And then she, you know, brings off this spiel about California grapes. That was her first taste of alcohol. She never looked back.
Nancy Myers, we blame you.
We blame you. You.
Although, if it wasn't for Nancy Myers, there wouldn't be three clubs in Greece right now.
That's true.
And there wouldn't be a Lindsayland. It's where we're going. So, pack your swimsuit, bugle girl. Okay, so the quote I have is, "If your mom is my mom and my dad is your dad and we're both born," sorry, American, "on October 11th, then you and I are like sisters. You have the same face." You know? Isn't that the biggest clue? Like, you haven't gone, "Oh, we look exactly the same."
You have the same locket. You have the same ripped up photo. Girls.
You're both allergic to strawberries. The signs are there.
Something I like to quote when I see our good friend Vicky Abingdon, this is what I'll always say to her. "You may call me Aunt Vicky."
Oh, gosh. She's foul, isn't she?
She is foul.
Obviously, the beginning of that quote is, "Hello, pet. You may call me Aunt Vicky."
Oh my god, it's as if she's in the room. And then Lindsay's face is like...
So the woman who plays Aunt Vicky in The Parent Trap, she is played by a lovely woman who's called Joanna Barnes, 85 years old.
Still kicking it?
Still kicking it, I think. I mean, she's a bit retired, but, you know, 85. Chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Retired and chilling. She was the original Meredith in the old version of The Parent Trap.
I love that.
The gross version.
The gross.
Ew.
I just know that they give each other like really boyish haircuts. I'm like, that is enough for me. Switch off. So this is when they're at the Stamford Hotel, when they're about to leave, and the twins come down and Elizabeth James says, "Annie, what are you doing in those clothes? We've got a plane to catch." They're wearing Ralph Lauren shirts. Why do you think that's not appropriate for a plane?
Elizabeth James is a rich bitch who wants her girl to be in Burberry or something.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, we're about to get on an 11-hour flight. I want you wearing a blazer and a skirt.
Mm-hmm. Get those Chanel pumps on, honey.
Yeah.
Superga is not good enough. I don't know what shoes they were
like
wearing.
In what universe is a Ralph Lauren shirt not appropriate to fly in? Nancy Myers universe, because she's what?
Rich! I wish I was that rich. I wish I was rich enough to think that Ralph Lauren was poor.
Wow.
Just imagine a world like that, guys. Just let's pause the podcast to just imagine a world like that. This would be a great place to add in a Disney Plus sponsorship.
Even if you're not rich, you can afford Disney Plus, the brand new streaming service brought to you by Disney. Only $5.99 a month for all your favourite childhood movies.
Walt loves ya.
Walt loves ya.
Thanks, Mickey.
Wait, that's Mickey's voice. Why is he thinking himself? Ho-ho! Wow! Disney Plus!
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Most iconic outfit.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of options to go for here. We could have the bride in the top hat, Halle in the denim jacket and cat eye sunglasses.
Oh, what a look.
Annie in the beige and brown tweed two-piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most iconic outfit we should go for is Martin in his Speedos.
Oh! Okay, talk me through it.
I mean, there's not a lot to talk through that outfit apart from he's wearing Speedos.
And, excuse me, he's also wearing a rug on his chest. I mean, it's no Nick Parker, but it's pretty close. It's almost ginger. Did you look? Maybe I was looking too closely.
I wasn't looking that closely at his chest, to be honest.
Yeah, same. Are you looking at his bulge?
Maybe. Chessie really loved him in those Speedos.
I know. She's beautiful. And no offense, Martin, but she could do better.
When she looks at him, she's like, enchanté. And then he takes her hand and he kisses it.
Mm. And they went on a picnic at 12 o'clock yesterday. What were they doing for a day and a half? Romping in the vineyard? I also wanted to give a shout out to Elizabeth James in the hair rollers and sunglasses.
Oh my goodness. Next fancy dress we go to, I'm going to do that.
That and I'll be Martin.
Yes!
Not in the Speedos. In his leather jacket, his leather boots, and his aviators.
Oh.
Come on.
Yes.
And I'm going to book you a limo just so you can get out of it foot first.
Oh, perfect. And I'll drink 10 vodkas. Okay, so now we're going to do my favourite part of the podcast, which is, can we discuss?
And it's basically all the bits that we want to talk about which don't fit into a category. And this is real talk, guys. Like, you will agree with everything that is said in this section.
Oh, yeah.
So, first and foremost, this family is rich.
Yeah, why is grandfather so rich? Can we discuss this?
This film, it's like, your family's rich, my family's rich. So how is grandfather so rich? You have a conspiracy theory.
Drug lord.
That's it.
I mean, if you've got that much money, you're either an accountant.
A banker.
A banker. You own your own business or something. Mm-hmm. I think he was a drug dealer.
Yeah. I mean, the clues are there. Chessie finds a Bunsen burner when she's unpacking Hallie's yellow duffel.
That doesn't happen.
Oh, you didn't watch the deleted scenes?
Years from now, when I'm all grown up, I'll always remember my grandfather and how he smelt of peppermint and crystal meth.
Now, on the subject of grandfather, it's the scene when she's just had a drink of the red wine, mm-hmm. and Annie goes, I just got a touch woozy is all. And then the camera pans to Grandfather and he goes, woozy, eh? And it's so pervy. So I'm like, okay, Grandfather's a pedo.
He's definitely not He's a like, pedo. If anyone's a pedo, it's Martin. Don't let that S drop off your swimming trunks, miss.
So, I need to talk about something serious.
Okay.
It's not explicitly referenced in the film, but if you look for the clues, they are there. I'm sorry to say, Emily. Elizabeth James is a drunk. And I'll tell you why. I have evidence.
Why?
So it starts, Hallie, dressed as Annie, comes home. No one's there to greet her. And Elizabeth comes down the stairs. She's like, Annie? She forgot her own daughter was coming home that day, despite there being a huge banner in the living room saying, welcome home, Annie. Okay, second clue. They had to walk to the photo shoot at the wedding dress shop because Elizabeth was not allowed to get behind the wheel.
Also, if you pause the film, she's holding a cigarette. And the only time people really have cigarettes, you know, because she's not a chain smoker. We obviously know that through the film. Mm-hmm. Social smoking is when you've had a drink.
Exactly. cut to the lunch. May I have a sip? Elizabeth goes, I don't think you're going to like it. She's just greedy because she doesn't want to share her wine. Okay, she's in the hotel at San Francisco. I'll meet you upstairs.
Is that what she said?
She says, I'll meet you upstairs. And Chelsea's like, okay, we better go upstairs. And finally, the biggest clue of all, she chose not to go on the camping trip because she didn't want to be away from the vineyard. She's like, no, I got the special reserve right under my feet. I'm not going into the woods.
And actually, when she suggests what food they can make when they get back, she's like, yeah, pasta's nice. Everyone loves carbs after a drunk night out. That's me when I walk in at 4 a.m. So this is the thing I really want to discuss. Why is the isolation cabin a million miles in the forest?
Honey, Marva Senior, Marva Junior wanted those girls dead.
Honestly. And the murderer was off key Bugle Girl. Or Die Girl. So many dead bodies in that duffel. Die Girl.
Yeah, how did you get that really cool red ink to dye your t-shirt? I found it. This is the spin-off that didn't make the cut. Nancy wrote it.
Obviously, we're just taking the mic here. But do you know what I mean? Why is that isolation cabin so far away?
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous and irresponsible.
And why do they make all the other campers march into the forest to just be like, rest of you, back to your activities!
Navajo! Or whatever. Just, Marvus, shut up and let them play badminton.
So, they would have died in that cabin. It was leaking. I mean, there was barely any electricity. They even had the isolation table at breakfast.
So the next thing that we really need to discuss is, this bit really riles me.
Hit me.
Why Annie didn't eat any chili or breakfast when Chessie made that beautiful banquet? That
ungrateful biatch. That's... She has a bite of toast and then opens the door the wrong way.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm full. Are you joking? I could only dream of waking up every morning and someone's made me bacon, scrambled eggs, mm-hmm. waffles, mm-hmm. and chili.
Yeah, it's wild. Oh. Wild. So I'm wondering what Annie was eating for breakfast in London. That means that she's like full with one bite of toast. It's such a waste of food. I hope Sammy got to eat well. Sammy the dog.
Well, yeah.
I have a couple more points.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't the girls wake up during the prank preparation?
No one is that much of a deep sleeper. I'm sorry, but if someone was spray painting my hair green and also putting honey on me and like tying string everywhere and spraying shaving foam on my top, I would probably wake up. And also at some point in that night, I would have probably rolled over and gone, have I peed myself? I know... We're making a lot of substance abuse jokes here, but Marva Senior...
Mm. You think she had a hand in it?
I think she was putting something in those sugar and salt shakers. She was crushing sleeping pills or something and giving them to the kids.
I mean, it's the only way to get 11-year-olds to go to bed at 9 p.m, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I think good on Marva Senior. She knows how to run that camp. Yes, Marva.
Camp warden.
For sleepy girls. I've been putting sugar in the salt shakers.
I love that Marvis Jr. is Janice from Friends, by the way.
I know.
That's like the best fact of that film.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the last thing that I think we need to discuss. Why the parents thought it was okay to separate their kids.
That is not okay. They would be in prison if it was set in 2020, right?
Honestly, and also you'd be so angry with your parents if they did that.
Mm-hmm. So, the very first scene when they're on the boat, you see a photo of the wedding certificate or whatever they sign. Nick and Elizabeth sign their ages as 23 and 24 years old. Oh. So I'm only assuming they made the decision to separate their children because they were stupid 20-year-olds.
Surely.
Either that or they had sleeping pills crushed into their wedding cake. Marva Senior was playing the long game. She's like, you're going to have children in 11 years and 9 months.
Hypnotizing them.
You will both send your daughters to Camp Walden.
Okay, Emily, we're at the final section of our show, which is the trivia section.
You can play along at home.
So we've each prepped a few questions about the most intimate details of the Parent Trap, and we're going to find out who's the biggest super fan. So, Emily, are you ready?
I am ready to rock and roll a spliff with Grandad.
You start us off.
Okay, so before Hallie sneaks in the cupboard to speak to Annie, who does she pretend she's speaking to?
Mildred.
Yes.
Yes.
She does. She says, hello. Oh, Mildred, darling. Hi. How are you? And she does that little laugh.
Okay. We'll start off easy. Which of Annie's ears did Hallie pierce first?
It was her left ear.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. One apiece.
Also, ow.
Yeah. Ow!
My mum's best friend did that for her when they were young.
With the ice cube and the...
With the ice cube and the apple.
Did she sterilise the needle with a flame?
Of course.
That is smart.
Of course. I'm terrified.
Okay, hit me with another question.
Okay, so what was the name of the hotel in San Francisco that they were planning on having the wedding?
It was the fictional hotel called the Stafford Hotel.
You're good.
Yes!
James.
Because it's not the Stanford Hotel, which it sounds like. I actually looked it up. It was the Stafford Hotel and it doesn't exist in real life.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. How many women does Hallie say Nick has been with to Meredith?
Oh.
So they're at the swimming pool.
I want to say 15 or 51.
Is that your final answer?
I think it's 15. Final answer, Chris Tarrant. If you're British, you'll get that reference. What?
29.
Oh.
She goes, 28. I mean, 29 in a man's life. I'm number 29.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but red
flag. If you heard that, you'd be like, red flag. Also, I don't like your daughter, so red flag.
Yeah.
Silly woman. But he did have a vineyard, so.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so when Elizabeth has a pick-me-up drink at the hotel, what does she say her drink tastes like?
It tastes like tar.
It tastes like tar.
Is that right?
It is correct.
Yes!
The drink tastes like tar. I want to know, when has she tried tar before? I love the smell of petrol, so maybe it'll be like drinking something and being like, petrol. That makes me sound really solvent abusey, but the smell of petrol is really nice. Okay.
Now, I'm a bit worried because your questions are quite easy. And mine are very hard.
Well, I was trying to make it easy for the listeners and for you, but it's fine.
Okay. Annie's mum writes a checklist for when Annie arrives at Camp Walden. Can you name 5 of the items that Annie was supposed to pack for camp?
Oh, that's such a good question. Stamps?
Yes.
There's a double check. Check, check.
She goes, check for blank, check for blank.
Oh, everyone at home is rolling their eyes right now. Vitamins?
Yes, vitamins.
Minerals?
Yes. But that wasn't even the blank and blank.
Oh, vitamins, minerals, stamps. And then 2 more. Fruit?
Yes. And?
Vegetables.
Yes.
It took me a long time, but I got there,
he goes,
guys.
List of daily fruit and vegetables. And she goes, check, check. And then he looks at her and she goes, check for fruit, check for vegetables.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to hear some of the others on the list?
Yes.
Sunblock? Lip balm, insect repellent, stationery, you already said stamps, and finally, photographs of your mother, grandfather, and trusty butler.
Oh, that's really cute.
You got it, though. You got there.
Yay.
Okay, hit me. Question number four?
Yes, this is question number four. The day that Elizabeth left Nick, what did she throw at him?
A hairdryer.
You're right. How awful.
Yeah, ow.
To be fair, if a guy had been treating you rotten at the time and you were mad, you might just throw the first thing in sight.
And also, don't forget, she was steaming drunk.
Stop.
Okay.
She was classy and she was angry.
Sure, sure. Okay, here's another list.
Okay.
Chessie offers to make Hallie a ton of food. Can you name three of the food items that she offers?
Chili.
Yes.
Pancakes.
Can you be specific on the type of pancakes?
Chocolate chip pancakes.
Yes.
That is so American. Ooh. Eggs.
How would they be?
Scrambled eggs.
No.
Poached.
No.
Fried.
What type of fried?
Sunny side up.
Yes! She got it, guys!
Well done if you got that at home.
So the list was cornbread and chili, egg sunny side up, bacon side of toast, and a humongous stack of chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, that sounds like the dream breakfast. Remember when it was your birthday a few years ago, I actually made Barney a Parent Trap themed breakfast and I made him loads of pancakes.
Yeah.
We had raspberries
yep.
and blueberries and bacon and eggs.
And best of all, you had the ripped photo of Elizabeth and Nick.
In
and
a frame.
Framed it.
And I put quotes from the film in all of the bowls.
On toothpicks. It was iconic. That was such a good day. Right, question number five.
From me.
Make it your hardest one.
Oh gosh, I don't think mine are hard.
Yeah, I've made mine really hard, sorry.
What ship did Elizabeth and Nick get married on?
It was the QE2.
Yes!
The Queen Elizabeth II. And I know that because, A, I watched the film yesterday/today. And also, my old school had a building called the QE2 building.
Wow.
And the Queen opened it. There was like a ceremony and she came. Like the actual Queen. Okay, I'm going to throw you a softball.
Okay.
Because I feel bad because some of mine are really hard. Okay. What brand of water does Meredith drink on the camping trip?
Oh, Evian.
Yes!
She does. And I always remember that camping trip because I was thinking, God, I really want that Prada handbag. The rucksack.
I think we did a great job. So you got four?
I got four and you got five.
Five. Oh, what was that? I didn't hear that. Oh, five out of five, guys. Okay, next time you got to up your questions. Sanford.
I know. Next time we're going to have a really good wine to fuel this podcast. So I'm thinking the one that Nick and Elizabeth had on their wedding, the one with the label that says, "Where dreams have no end."
All right.
Thank you so, so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Obviously, let us know your favourite quotes, your favourite musical moments, your favourite outfits, everything that we've discussed in the podcast today. Obviously, let us know at HeyNowHeyNow. We are on Instagram.
And if you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, rate and review. And if you really like the show, be sure to share with your friends.
Especially if your friend is called Marva.
Marva!
I've been Barney Lee.
And I'm Emily Sandford.
And be sure to tune in next week to the Hey Now, Hey Now podcast.
Because we are doing The Princess Diaries.
Miracles happen
once in a while when you believe.
Let's not break their earlobes okay. Right at the end.
All right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.